I'm Doug Smith.
And I'm Griff, and this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. Now, as we mentioned in our last episode, Audrey has left the podcast team, but filling in for her is our very own Eve Harrington. Doug Smith. Thanks for showing up, Doug.
My pleasure, Griff.
I just want you to know that you have some pretty big shoes to fill. I hope you know that.
Audrey's shoes?
Yes, indeed.
You mean these moleskin pumps here under the desk?
Yes, fetching, aren't they?
They are a little big for my feet.
Oh, dear. Well, you can sell them on eBay and buy a pair that fit, if you know how to search for them. So, Doug, what's the theme for this week's episode?
Funnily enough, our theme is refining your SEO practices for 2019.
And SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization.
Correct. I know that you hate undefined acronyms.
They're the bane of my miserable existence.
Not to worry. We'll speak with an eBay search team member to learn straight from the source how to optimize your listings for eBay SEO, otherwise known as search. And we'll also talk with an industry expert well-versed in effective SEO strategies both on and off the eBay platform.
You know, Doug, in online commerce, search is everything, so I can't wait to learn more from the experts.
I know, Griff. Same here. Shall we start the ball rolling?
Absolutely. Coming up, The Buzz with Alan.
And me. Don't forget me.
How could I? And Doug Smith.
Hi, everyone. This is Doug. I'm back with The Buzz. Usually you'd hear Griff or Audrey here, but I'm taking over Guerrilla Radio. I do have an urgent announcement, everyone. Alan has returned. Welcome back, Alan.
Hey, Doug. Hey, sellers. I'm back. Did you miss me? Because I missed you.
Congrats on the new baby. Tell us about him and how's it going?
Yeah, our little son, Lar, was born 5 weeks ago. He's doing great, getting bigger by the day and keeping his mom and myself very, very busy. So you've probably noticed that I'm drinking a lot more coffee than usual this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the coffee quotient has gone way down. So can Lar use a computer yet? We could bring him on as a summer intern.
Not just yet. He's flying and getting bigger day by day, but he's not up to speed on phones and tablets yet. But I'm sure he'll be helping me make lots of eBay purchases very soon.
We hope. All right. So since you've been away, I've been doing The Buzz and ignoring the pushback from the Alan fans, Alanites, the Alanettes. Anything to say to your fans now that you're back, Alan?
Yeah, I'm very sorry that I left you with Doug. I know it's probably been a traumatic couple of weeks listening to all the dad jokes, but I hope you can forgive me. I hope we can put it behind us and move forward.
All right. Well, just so you know, we've been doing community trends and then maybe some wacky or not so wacky news. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Okay, so I know you've seen the script. We worked on it together, so you can help out here. I want to really ease you back into
this.
I don't want to be too rough.
I appreciate it.
So let's start with some trending topics in the community. Okay, is that all right?
That's great.
You comfortable there? You sitting up straight,
yeah,
breathing
thanks.
In?
I appreciate your help. I couldn't do it without you.
All right. I don't want to push you too much. We're going
to
ease
So, the Good to Cancel that they communicated in the recent 2019 early seller update is driving conversations in the community. An update from VP Harry Temkin was posted on the community to clarify some initial concerns and notify sellers that we are reviewing the 30-day auto renewal period. It does seem like there are many sellers who have not used Good to Cancel format before, and they seem uncertain about how it works. So we will keep the community updated as new information becomes available.
That's great, Alan.
We also saw some discussion regarding shipping rates on other selling platforms, and sellers wonder if eBay could negotiate reduced prices with USPS. At the same time, many sellers comment that they're happy with the flexibility in shipping options eBay offers. They do not want set shipping prices like they have on other e-commerce sites. And we continue to share this and all other insights received with the appropriate teams at eBay.
I saw a couple of news.
Captain Marvel is hot in theaters right now. eBay has teamed up with influential women in comics to launch Superheroine HQ. That is the world's first all-female superhero store, and the online shop offers a curated selection of comics and memorabilia from vintage characters to modern fan favorites. eBay has seen a 63% spike in sales year over year for Captain Marvel and a 34% jump in sales year over year for female superheroes overall.
That's cool, Alan.
But there are a lot of cool jobs at eBay. I love my job and I also love sneakers.
I know, I do too.
And Jeff Chan of eBay grew up in the Michael Jordan era. The influence extended to other legendary NBA players Jeff admired while growing up, such as Penny Hardaway, Scottie Pippen, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, and Vince Carter. Today, Jeff's official title at eBay is Senior Category Manager of Shoes. And essentially, Jeff makes sure that eBay has the best selection of new, unique, and trending footwear. Jeff and his team touch both men and women's shoes. It is important that category managers are not only expert on what's listed for sale on eBay, but also on emerging trends.
Yes.
Jeff had some exciting initiatives during his time at eBay, including this year's NBA All-Star Weekend in North Carolina. This year, eBay partnered with High Snobriety to host an event showcasing the rarest sneakers and streetwear available from its marketplace.
That's cool.
That's all the news that fits. I'm back. Who's a daddy? Bam.
You are, Alan?
That's right, Mr. Dog. I'm a daddy. Coming up next, the main story.
Welcome to the main story. The theme of today's show is refine your SEO best practices in 2019. Joining us now is Tracy Lee Davis. Tracy's the owner of Zing Pop Social Media. Tracy is a sought-after public speaker and teaches small business owners how to use social media and email marketing to grow their businesses. Welcome back, Tracy. You've been on before.
I have, and thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
You and I presented together at eBay Open talking social media. How'd that go for you?
It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Had a great time. And from the feedback that I got from all of the folks out in the audience, they did too.
Tracy is also a certified content marketing strategist, a Constant Contact certified solution provider, social media coach, social media fanatic, small business advocate, popcorn specialist, dedicated volunteer, animal lover, certified dog trainer, insatiable reader, and a general good timesologist. So where's that all come from?
I see you read my Twitter bio.
Yes, yes. It's on your website as well. And you recently won a couple of awards. So tell us about those awards that you won.
I did. Thank you so much for bringing it up. I love the opportunity to talk about it.
You're welcome.
Just last week, I was awarded Alignable Small Business Person of the Year for 2018 for San Jose.
Awesome.
So that's pretty exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you so very much. And then just this morning, I got word that I am yet again a Constant Contact All-Star.
No, that's impressive. Congratulations.
It's
very analytical. Lots of numbers there. Tracy and I had dinner the other night. We asked for a quiet corner table with a tablecloth and candles. And we had the lights brought down and we talked keywords, social media, Google, SEO.
All of my favorite stuff.
That's right. That's right. But that's what we're here to talk about. But Tracy, you focus a lot on social and on email marketing as well. And I think a lot falls under that kind of similar umbrella. So can you tell us about what you do?
I am a social media coach and an email marketing manager. I work with small business owners and I teach them how to utilize social media for their business. Because small business owners, what they do is so specialized and they're passionate about what they do, it really makes sense to have a strong presence of the individual who is running that business. You know, it's not some big, faceless, nameless company. Well, not a nameless company, that doesn't make sense. But when you have bigger corporations, there isn't a face that's associated with that corporation.
Mm-hmm.
But with small businesses, it's the person. You're not just buying the product or the services. You're selling yourself along with the things that you're selling. So it's really important to have a good, strong sense of that person behind the business. And that's what I work on with my social media coaching. And then email marketing management, I'll happily teach people how to manage their own email marketing too, but most people just hate doing that. And so that's something that I can easily take off of their plates and manage for them. And social media and email marketing all go towards building your SEO.
A little more specifically, how does search engine optimization, SEO, fit into that marketing coaching that you do?
Everything that we're doing, whether it be on social media, on your website, on your Google My Business page, even with email marketing, all of these things help to get you found on the internet. You know, your email marketing should be driving people back to your website.
Mm-hmm.
Your social media, certainly not all the time, but your social media channel should be directing people back to their website too. Social media channels should be directing people back to the business website. All of these things tie into SEO and help businesses get found on the internet.
From an eBay perspective, eBay sellers have listings and they can have stores. So they want to send traffic to these stores and to these listings. So can you talk a little bit about Google My Business and then a little bit about overall how SEO can help with that?
Every small business needs to have a Google My Business page. Super easy to set up. You just do a Google search for Google My Business, and setting it up takes 20 or 30 minutes. If your business has been established for a while and has some sort of web presence, you may need to just claim your page. But regardless of if you don't have anything or if you need to claim your page, it's a pretty straightforward process, but can make a big impact on you getting found because Google My Business really helps with local search.
Okay.
So even if you sell things nationwide, If someone local to you is looking for what you sell, you have a higher probability of showing up. So you absolutely want to get that set up.
And that's different than Google Plus, because Google Plus is going away.
Right. So Google My Business and Google Plus basically used to be the opposite sides of the same coin. And now the public-facing side, the Google Plus profile side, is going by the wayside, which, I mean, is great because hardly anybody ever used it. And it was just confusing to have a bunch of different Google Plus pages. But the Google My Business was the back end side of the Google Plus profiles for businesses. And this is definitely something that you want to make sure that if the information is already out there, it needs to be accurate. You need to claim it. You need to have possession of that. And if you don't have it set up, if it hasn't already percolated through the internet, then you want that on your side because that's going to help you get found.
And that's because Google's the number one search engine.
That is correct.
Let's touch base a little bit on social media. What are your top tips for sellers using social media to drive traffic to their store and listings?
It's important to be posting consistently because of the fact that all social channels have algorithms. If you are not posting on a regular basis, you're not giving your audience the opportunity to interact with your posts, which means that increases the likelihood that people won't even see future posts. While it's not a good idea to just be posting garbage because you want to be posting something every day, but posting on a consistent basis will help to make sure that you get seen. You want to post consistently. You want to post good content that has good keywords. Mm-hmm. Keywords are really important because even though things on social media platforms wouldn't necessarily be found doing Google searches or Bing searches or whatever search engine of your choice you use, there is a wealth of searchability within those different social platforms. So if someone's searching for something on Twitter or searching for something on Facebook, if you're using good keywords, then it dramatically increases the likelihood that people are going to find your thing. Having a keyword-rich description of what it is that you are promoting on Facebook or Twitter or whatever platform you're using is key.
Hashtags are search terms. So how do hashtags help with SEO?
You don't want to utilize hashtags on Facebook. That can actually decrease your reach. Typically, big brands are the ones utilizing hashtags. And big brands tend to also have big ad budgets. And generally, the little guys, we don't have that as much. So utilizing hashtags on Facebook can actually hinder you rather than help you. However, you absolutely want to be utilizing hashtags on Instagram. Okay. Instagram, unless you are a huge brand or a huge celebrity, nobody is searching for you. So you want to make sure that when people are searching for whatever it is they're searching for, you are getting found when they're searching for that item.
So an eBay seller would use these hashtags to help them be searchable on Instagram. So they could use hashtag eBay, hashtag eBay sellers, hashtag eBay resellers, hashtag eBay community, hashtag selling on eBay podcast.
Indeed.
Things like that.
All of those, but then also very specific things about what you're selling.
Sure.
So if someone's selling a type of shoe, you don't want to just use hashtag shoe. You want to use...
That's a little broad.
Right. You want to use a very specific hashtag, hashtag Nike Airs, whatever the type of shoe is that you are selling. You want to have a distinct description. You can have a hashtag that is the brand. You can have a hashtag that is the style. And utilizing all of these things is a good idea. I mean, you can have up to 30 hashtags in your Instagram posts. If you're not a huge brand or a celebrity, people aren't going to find your stuff unless you're utilizing those hashtags. So you might as well use all of them.
So that's like internal SEO on the social sites.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about how SEO and social media fit together. What's the puzzle there?
All of your stuff that you're doing with social media should be somehow tying back to your website. So driving traffic back to your website. Again, maybe not 100% of your posts are going to be driving back to your website, and probably that's a good idea to not do that. You don't want to just be selling all the time on your social channels because nobody wants to be sold to all the time. So have other content that makes a user experience rather than just a shop. The posts that are driving traffic to your website helps Google see that activity is happening on your website. That people are going and hopefully staying. You know, if you are linking to good content on your website, then that's going to get people going to your website and staying there for a while, hopefully clicking around on other things. So your bounce rate isn't awful. You know, you're getting people to hang out, and that's what you want. And that helps you with your ranking overall.
Sticky content.
Yes, that's right.
What are your top three SEO tips for eBay sellers?
You want to have good descriptive titles mm-hmm. on the things that you're selling.
Very good.
You want to have a really keyword-rich description of that item that you're selling. And I would say for the images that you're using, utilizing alt text so that text on the back end of the picture that you don't necessarily see when you look at the sure. picture, but it's buried in the data.
Yeah, and it's funny. A lot of people don't use that anymore. It's good for accessibility compliance, but mm-hmm. it's also good for a little extra SEO bump.
Yep.
I learned that from Tracy at dinner the other night.
So that when you do a search for whatever thing it is that you're looking for, your picture could show up if they're sure. doing an image search. So you want to use that to your advantage.
Now, what are your top three social media tips for eBay sellers?
I want you to post consistently and engage with your followers, because when you engage with the people who are commenting on your posts, that means that they are going to get a notification that you have responded to their comment. That means they come back and touch your page again. And that is huge for getting people to see your posts. The more you can get people to touch your page, the better. Getting those people to come back and feel good because you engaged with them. They don't need to know that you're just sitting on your couch sure. in your sweats.
Sure. Or your PJs.
Right. Or your PJs. People just think of, oh, it's a brand and they're interacting with me. And that makes people feel really special. So you want to capitalize on that. Also, you need to be doing the keywords there as well.
Sure.
So good descriptions. Don't, while you want to have great images in your posts, you can't just rely on the image being the only thing. You want sure. to utilize that internal SEO within Facebook or within Twitter so that when people are searching for the thing that you have to sell, your stuff comes up.
Real quick, tell us about Zing Pop and your PJs. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
That is my membership program. And while I do one-on-one coaching, I also wanted to have an option for people who maybe had a little bit more time but less of a budget to spend on learning. I have Friday mornings, Zing Pop in Your PJs. The first Friday of every month, we have a webinar revolving around different social media or email marketing topics or SEO. That's an hour long. I go through and give a little lecture, and then there's plenty of time at the end for Q&A. And then the next three Fridays of the month, we do group sessions. So okay. And this is all online, by the way. So everybody comes in, a lot of people wear their PJs, and we all introduce ourselves, and then everybody goes around and asks okay. their big burning question of the week, you know, about whatever. It can be social media related, it can be email related, it can be website related. We'll talk about whatever it is that people have questions about and go around and just take care of it. And the thing that's nice is that you're with people who have different skill levels and different industries. So questions come up that you may not have ever even thought of, or something that you didn't even know that you needed to know okay. about.
That's
but
great.
Because someone else is asking about it, you get to learn about it too.
Tracy, anything to add?
Well, big thing is I'm always happy to help. So if people have questions, then please feel free to come on over to any of my social sites and you can shoot me a message and I'd be happy to help out.
Thanks for being here, Tracy. You specialize in helping small businesses with social media and email marketing, including SEO. You even help eBay sellers, right?
I do. I love it.
Thanks again, Tracy. Will you come back sometime?
I would be delighted. Thank you so much for the invitation. Always, always a pleasure to hang out with my eBay peeps.
We've been speaking with Tracy Lee Davis of Zing Pop Social Media. Find her at zingpopsocial.com. Coming up next, it's Inside eBay.
Welcome to our Inside eBay segment, and today we're thrilled to welcome Tyson Stockton from Search Metrics. Tyson works closely with our search team here at eBay, helping with our SEO efforts, and SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. Welcome, Tyson.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your role here at eBay. I sort of did an overview, but can you fill that out a little bit more?
Yeah, so actually I work with the company Search Metrics, and we're an online SEO platform and data provider. And we work here with eBay and help both the SEO team as well as the vertical and marketing side of the business perform better in SEO.
So we're here to talk about just that, SEO, which is, again, search engine optimization. I have a thing about acronyms, so I try to define them over and over because we can't just assume people know what it means. But that's search engine optimization. But what actually is that?
Search engine optimization is essentially, at its core, it comes down to kind of like data retrieval. where you have all these different search engines, whether it's Google being the elephant in the room, but you also have Bing in other markets. You have Yandex and other ones. Mm-hmm. And all of them are crawling and indexing information. And then people are submitting their queries or their questions into a search engine, and it's having to retrieve it. So from an SEO perspective, what we want to do is we want to make sure that that content and that information is discoverable, so then a search engine is able to find it, and then you're able to actually surface that when someone is looking for the topic that your content covers.
As we get deeper into this topic, we won't get into too much detail to make it too confusing and too technical, but I wanted to start off with this is saying that anything we give for advice or tips, does it apply to all search engines? So for example, do they all work basically the same, or are there differences that sellers and merchants would need to know about?
There are definitely differences between search engines, but I would say like the core principles and the most of the elements that we're going to be speaking of today are going to be, you know, almost universal best practices. And you could look at searches like a search within a social platform, whether it's Facebook or Twitter being a search engine in some regards. The ones that I would say like we'll focus on the majority of the conversation are going to be Google, just because of the market share it has. Yeah. And I think that is the greatest opportunity to the listeners. But a lot of the core principles that you find in Google, you'd also find in another foreign one. And even though it's going to perform quite a bit different than Baidu in China, you're still going to have consistencies, because at the core of it, what a search engine is trying to do is it's trying to answer a question. So the more clearly that we can make, hey, this page or this information, this is what's here, the greater chance we have of it surfacing.
Our sellers have a top question when it comes to SEO, which is, great, I want traffic on my listings. What can sellers do when it comes to optimizing their listings so that they are also optimizing the amount of traffic that they can pick up and eyeballs outside of eBay? And I want to make that clear. We're talking about search outside of eBay. We're not talking about eBay's internal search engine, because a lot of shoppers start their shopping journey outside of eBay, say Google or Bing or somewhere else. What can sellers do? What should be top of mind? What should be the top three things that sellers can actually do to help drive traffic from those search engines?
I'd say the first piece that I'd recommend is for them to put themselves in the shoe of the shopper. So for someone that would be seeking your product, what would a positive experience look like? And I think that's really important, because that's the direction that Google and all search engines are going in. And so if we're thinking more at the core and the principle of like, what can I do to offer a quality and a strong user experience, that's ultimately going to be what's likely to perform best in search. So from taking from that kind of like overall philosophy and getting to like something more tactical, it could be as simple as making sure that all the aspects and all the information on your product is being filled out. So that's something that seems kind of like, oh yeah, this is just like, yeah, it's black or whatever the kind of the aspect is. Those are little clues that a search engine is able to pick up on that then tells it what the product is. So say like we're talking iPhones. It's like, well, what generation is it? What's the capacity of it? And making sure that we're passing all that information to the eBay ecosystem is going to be very critical. Quality images, having like proper titling of the products, all those things are not only going to give a good user experience of someone that lands on your listing page, but it's also going to be something that a search engine is able to pick up on to then make sure that, hey, someone's asking for or has a question on this topic, and then you're able to, you know, find your page.
When you mentioned filling in all the data, we're talking about item specifics when it comes to the eBay side.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think one thing that's like an advantage is a lot of the hard work as far as like coding of the page and all these other elements that gets into the kind of technical nitty-gritty of like SEO has already been done on the eBay platform. It's almost like a paint by numbers. We have the drawing, we have all that, we just have to make sure we fill in all the bubbles.
So don't leave those blank. If you have information to fill in, put it in the item specifics. I think over time, sellers are getting more savvy about this. They realize how important it is. So we're kind of preaching to the non-choir right here. We're not talking about internal search, but we do have a page in help, and we have a simple list that we call optimizing for eBay search or for best match. And those tips, are they the same sort of tips you would give from optimizing for all search engines external to eBay?
Yeah, I think the range of recommendations are going to be broader if it's outside of eBay.
Yeah.
But that's going to be because, again, like some of the page template type stuff is already completed. When we're thinking of SEO, kind of like the two big factors that a search engine will look at is going to be quality. are kind of like the content of on the page. So what's your written description? But and then content's also not just the written copy, but it also could be the images, anything else that goes along with it. And then the other side of it is going to be like the linking to it. When we're passing the information to eBay, as far as like it's in this product and following a taxonomy, that then allows eBay to make sure that page is linked to and can be discovered. And then that's going to be a big push to it. I'd say across the board in the world of SEO, kind of your two main levers, which have several sub kind of levers within, is going to be content or page quality and linking to it.
eBay's providing better and better tracking data for stuff that's inside of eBay with the Seller Hub, and that's great. But what about trying to get some insight into where my outside traffic is coming? And we don't really cover that in much depth on eBay, but for folks who want to know how effective their optimization of their listings is for outside traffic, is there any way they can make a determination? Sellers on eBay are getting smarter about, I have to track performance if I want to be able to manage this and make changes where necessary. So Where do I go to find the information I need to track SEO performance?
And there's a variety of tools out there. And I mean, Searchmetrics in it by itself is a tool and a platform.
Perfect.
It does these things. Yeah. I mean, granted, I wouldn't expect most of the independent sellers necessarily to use our product because it's, you know, leans a little more towards like the enterprise side.
So it might be too pricey or too
Yeah. Big. But I think like the recommendation that I would have is to look at some free tools. And this doesn't as much speak to just like monitoring performance as much. And I usually like to recommend thinking more of SEO of looking at like leading indicators. Because if we're only looking at like the end result, then we're already kind of, you know, it's already a lagging KPI. Yeah. And so rather than saying like, okay, how can I monitor how my page is performing? And in some ways, you're going to know that by the number of sales you're getting.
I had to stop you just for a minute. Can you define KPI?
Sorry. Key performance indicator.
Great.
We'll use that in SEO for an overarching thing that could be from anything from number of keywords to the position of the keywords, search volume, things like that. But what I would recommend the sellers do is to be thinking about how can I make sure that my product or my listing is going to be potentially open to the broadest market as well as being specific. This is kind of a trade-off point where if you go too broad, your chances of success are going to kind of fall out. And then if you go too narrow, then the search volumes. So you're finding this balance. And what you need to do is you need to be specific to what it is. Like as an example, I'm looking at this pair of headphones on the table. And if I was to be like, I want my product listing page to rank for headphones. Well, that's a pretty broad topic. And if you think about like what's a positive user experience, well, a search engine doesn't know if you're interested in Sony, if you're interested in Beats, whatever headphone brand.
Sennheiser. Which is what we use here in the studio.
So. Yeah, very nice. Yeah. So they don't know which headphones you're looking for. So they're going to look for a variety, and that's where, you know, typically your category pages perform. So if I'm selling just this one pair of headphones, and I try to go for a term like headphones, like that's what I'm going to name my product. Well, that's a little too broad and my chances of success aren't as good. But then if I get down to the actual model, there's still going to be a decent, you know, search volume to it. And my chances of success are then going to go up. And so you want to find this balance of being specific to the product. And kind of what I would say as a rule of thumb is to think about if I was to type this query and I landed on my page, would I be happy? And I think that's a good question to kind of ask yourself. And that should also keep you within the realm of like, yeah, that is. And no, I'm kind of going off topic from the original question.
Yeah, right.
But as far as tools that can help you gauge that.
That was my next question.
There's going to be a few. One of them is going to be Google AdWords. And Google AdWords is, you know, it is a paid platform. But there are tricks of being able to just access the data. They do limit what kind of how specific it is. But they give you ranges if you just kind of open an account with them. You don't have to spend anything, but you just have kind of the shells so you can get access. And then you could take, want to look at black headphones, and I could find out what the estimated range of search volume is for black headphones. And then you can use things like that to gauge like, okay, should I call it this or should I call it this? And you can find out what's the most relevant and kind of term, and then keeping into a mind about that. Another thing, going back to the whole idea of like answering answering questions in a search engine is you can be looking around. You can either do this manually by, you know, doing some queries and see what people are asking and talking about. But there's other sites too that do that. So you can give like a root topic and the websites answer the public. And it's just a free domain, and it kind of has a funny video in the beginning. But you could put in the topic of black headphones, and it would give you a group or a list of questions that people are asking online about that topic.
Oh, that's cool.
So it could be like, what are black headphones? I mean, it's a bad example. But
I get what you're saying, though, right?
You know, so then you can think about that. And then when you're writing the description of your product, you could be like, okay, am I addressing these questions? Because that's how a search engine is going to think about it, is they want to have the best possible user experience when someone clicks on a listing.
Yeah.
And that's how Google or any search engine keeps its market share, is whether or not people are satisfied that they got their question answered. If we think of, okay, our product page is answering all these questions that someone might have around the product, and that's where it comes to filling in all the information, the chance of success is great. So I'd say, long story short, two kind of quick tools that I'd recommend: Google AdWords for keyword data, and you can also use Google Trends on a macro level.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
And then, which is, Google Trends is great. Yeah. It's not as, I would say, long tail. So I would assume for most people on like an individual item listing that if they do have access to AdWords, that might be a little more beneficial. Trends is helpful too. You can see how it evolves over time. So you could see how many people have been searching for black headphones over the last couple years. Mm-hmm. And then answer the public's kind of interesting too, because it's not as much of a quantifiable, but more of a, it's more context into the conversation, yeah, right, basically. Yeah.
So those are two great tools. I didn't know of either of them. And also, I do want to give a chance to mention again, the name of your company is Search Metrics. I don't want to assume that a seller isn't going to go check it out. So check out Search Metrics as well. Search Metrics, Google AdWords, and Answer the Public.
Absolutely.
That last one I've never heard of. When we're off this interview, I'm going to go look it up because it sounds really cool. Tyson, I want to thank you so much. This was great. Great insights into SEO. Maybe you can come back as we move on with the podcast and talk a little bit more about it.
Absolutely. Love to.
We've been talking with Tyson Stockton from Search Metrics, and we've been discussing external SEO for eBay sellers and what you need to know. Coming up, it's time to end the show. Don't go away. And that's our show for this week. Hey, good job, Doug.
Thanks, Griff.
Perhaps we can do this again, maybe next week.
Let me check my schedule. Oh, yep, I'm free.
Oh, good. Pencil yourself in for the next episode, will you?
What? Pencil, not pen?
Oh, heavens no. You know how I find the commitment of indelible ink quite disturbing.
How about invisible ink? Will that work?
Oh, brother, just stay tuned.
Okay, I will.
Who's on deck for the next episode of Selling on eBay, Doug?
Well, Griff, the theme for our next show is refining how you work. Mm. We'll talk with expert sellers about how they keep their selling workspaces efficient and organized.
This is a sore spot for me, you know.
Really? Why?
Well, you've obviously never seen my selling workspace in my spacious but rather messy garage.
Do I want to?
No, you don't. But who knows? I could pick up a tip or two and turn the place around finally.
You can do it, Griff.
You know, I appreciate your enthusiasm. Now tell the folks how they can reach us, Doug.
Certainly, Griff. Well, if you have a question or comment or selling story of interest, you can share it here on the podcast when you call us at 888-723-4630. That's 888-723-4630.
That's right, folks. Call us at 888-723-4630. Lee hated it when I used that voice. You can call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week. Leave a question or comment, and we just might put it on the air.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, I know.
And if you're too shy to call our hotline, not to worry. We have our very own email address where you can send your questions if you prefer. That would be like my mom. It's sellingoneBay@eBay.com. That's sellingoneBay@eBay.com.
Hey, I wonder if Justin Guarnieri is available to be a co-host.
Justin Guarnieri?
You know, that guy from the first season of American Idol? Who came in second?
Oh, Sideshow Bob?
Well, he's doing commercials now. He does that miniature Rockstar that says,
"Oh,
it's a sweet one."
And what would be good is he could fit in the studio easily because he's tiny.
Well, I think that's a visual effect.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, it may be hard to believe for some of our less fortunate listeners, like the ones in the path of this somewhat monster blizzard that's gathering strength right now in the Midwest as we speak. But spring really is just around the corner. And spring is the perfect season, Doug, for attending a local eBay seller meetup in your area. At seller meetups, sellers on eBay can share tips and stories and insights, and they may even share a little commiseration as as well. Now, you can see meetups that are scheduled on our special eBay community page for meetups at www.ebay.com/meetups.
And while you prepare for spring,
yeah,
and attending a meetup in your local area,
so busy,
don't forget to tune into our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific time. Go to facebook.com/eBay for Business.
And that, Doug, is our show for the week.
Griff, the eBay podcast team is Director of Community, Brian Burke.
Community Manager, Alan Aisbitt.
Marketing Strategist, Liz Alston.
What's that voice? Community Manager in Technology and News Editor, and now co-host in training, Doug Smith.
I thought you wanted me to talk like that.
No, I don't.
Editor-in-Chief and host and trainer and idol, Griff.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411. Not bad.
Do you want to do it again?
No, I think... I think it's good enough for show business.
All right.
Yeah. This is the ad lib section, by the way.
Yes.
It's a tradition that we started.
Good. I do like just it.
Like conversation.
What do you want to talk about?
I really don't care.
What have you been watching? Anything good?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy?
No.
Alex.
No. It's the show where I can see just how stupid I am.
Yeah. I have a friend who's been on there several times and won $35,000.
Some friend.